Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Today we'll hear about the impact plastic waste is having on our environment. Shortly we'll meet the general manager of a Clare company that has been recycling plastics for over two decades. First though, a team of students from Mary Immaculate Secondary School in Listunvarna in North Clare recently competed in the finals of the Eco UNESCO Young Environmentalist Awards. Their project highlighted the issue of plastic in our oceans and what people can do to reverse the problem. Katie O'Kane told me about their project and why they chose this particular issue to research.
We chose this project because as we all live near the ocean, it's something we see a lot of. So even if you're just going down to the pier for like a walk or whatever, you can see plastic literally everywhere. And it's actually kind of upsetting when you see it all. So it's kind of a good project to investigate it and make people a lot more aware of it. The first step was kind of getting people together and saying like, oh, do you want to do this? Do you think it would be a good idea? And like trying to get all the facts together and figuring out from old projects as well, seeing what like research we could use from them.
When you were down there the first day and you said it can be upsetting, what did you see the first time?
First time we just saw a lot of plastic, like in between rocks and like washing up like from the ocean, straight from the ocean. It's just upsetting that people would put that much plastic in the ocean.
What difference did you believe as a group you could make?
Well, I think there's like, we're a small enough group, so we can only make so much of a difference, but it's about getting the word out there. And even with the going to the primary schools, we kind of showed them that this is a real problem and if we don't start acting now, that it's going to have real consequences. When they did the first project, they collected so much and they did the maths and figured out there'd be at least a ton on Fenor Beach if they kept collecting. So they collected a good bit to show that much.
What damage is plastic doing in our oceans?
Plastic, it's harming every fish and every organism in sight because the fish are eating it, and then even if it's just the microplastics they're eating, that ends up in their systems and then that can end up in our food chain as well, and it can be damaging like the bigger animals as well, like choking them and all that.
While Katie and her fellow students have carried out very important work researching the impact of plastics on our oceans and wider environment, a West Clare company has been recycling industrial, agricultural and ocean plastic to make eco-friendly plastic fencing posts. Sharon Barrington is general manager of IFF Plastics based near Cree in West Clare.
This company, IFF, was established in 2010, but it followed on from my parents. They were there before me, so they had a recycling facility here in 2004-2005. So we just built on their experience. They recycled plastic into pellet, and when we started in 2010, I was transporting a lot of waste out to the UK. We were washing it and baling it and transporting it, but we were left with a lot of waste that nobody wanted. So we set about figuring out what could we do with this waste. You know, they had tried making pellet. It was very expensive to make pellet. It was a hard sale for pellet, so we decided to make plastic fencing posts.
So your parents 20 years ago saw that there was an excess of plastic waste around the country, around the county, wherever it might have been, and saw the potential to recycle it. So you were recycling 20 years ago before we really heard much about recycling on a national level.
Yes, they would have taken in Bordemona plastic from the bogs. It was all collected up from the bog, delivered here, cleaned, recycled into a pellet, and it went to Royston Industries in Kildare, and they were blowing rubbish bags that time. But it was a hard business to be in. It was way before, even now we talk about sustainability and recycling, and we're still pretty new, but back then, 20 years ago, it was unheard of. So there was no support, there was no funding, there was no help, you know, to drive it on, which is a pity because it was a good product, and, you know, they had the circular economy already established with the waste coming from the bog and going back into the rubbish bags. So yeah, it was hard, but yeah, 20 years ago that's what we were doing here.
You then saw the potential to further expand what you're doing here and do even more by way of recycling and reusing. Where did you then get involved?
From their experience and the plant that they had bought and how it worked. My dad builds all the machinery here. He always has built machinery, So he set about, okay, we have this waste, these are the properties, this is what we're going to try and make out of it, and we started then building machinery. So he built the whole line inside from remanufactured machinery, something like, just examples, stuff that comes off a farm that has 20 years done the farm. He'll take it in here and change a motor in it, and it'll do another job, and it'll be here for another 20 years. So
even the machinery, even the plant you're using is being recycled and reused.
Yes, yes. And from that, when the plant was running back in 2004, 2005, water was a massive consumption with it, with the washing of the plastic. So where we're standing now, there's a lot of underground tanks. So every drop of water that falls from the sky is collected as rainwater harvesting, and it's used within the process. So we keep reusing the water over and over and over again. So he thought of a lot of things. So, you know, it wasn't the easiest thing to build, but it took a bit of time. We started small, and we'll say we only recycled 50 tonne the first year, and we're up to 1,000 tonne now last year. So it has built bit by bit, and as we've made a few pounds, we've reinvested it again and tried to make things better and bigger and faster.
Was it always your plan to stay in the family business and continue the recycling?
I suppose it was, in a sense, but it all developed very slowly. As I say, we started in 2010, we were shipping material, we were left with material. It just all organically grew from that point, you know, so there was no plan, and there still is no plan. Like, it's literally like we'll deal with things as they come along, so there wasn't a plan.
Where then, Sharon, are you getting your plastic from?
You'd be surprised. For the first couple of years, we were able to source enough material from the farmers themselves directly. So we have a collection service, and that goes out and collects material and brings it back. But as we got bigger and we were recycling more and more, we were struggling to get material. So we actually only signed up with IFFPG. So now we've become, since the beginning of April, we've become an IFFPG appointed facility and collector. So that means now that we're working with them to get more and more material into the system. So it's a big help.
When we drive the countryside or we go down the beach, we'll see plastic almost everywhere. It's not just the plastic wrappings off bales, for example. Is it every kind of plastic, not just the soft plastic you see on the roadside?
It's not every type of plastic. So we'll say we work with the same type of material, but it's in different forms. So some of it is soft plastic and some is hard plastic, but it's still the same type of plastic ultimately. So we've worked a good bit with MTU in Cork with the ocean plastics. So we've done research on that, and we've done little trials to see what out of the ocean plastics can go into the system, or can we make a new product from. We're looking at their materials, their properties, you know, are they hard, are they soft. So all this material can be recycled, but you need to find the right place to put it, you know, that it suits its qualities. Like, we're lucky enough, the stuff that we're recycling is single-use plastic, and it's going into a long-lasting plastic product. So that's upside. So sometimes you're not as lucky, but it's research, you know, and we've been lucky with the funding as well. We work with the local Leo, so Clare Leo, and they've been very helpful to us, and we have had consultants down through the time that have come on board as well, Speco and Galway. They've been very helpful, so we've been lucky with the help we've got.
When the plastic arrives here, whether someone drops it up to you or you collect it yourself, what's the process from there?
So it comes into the facility, and silage wraps would be segregated out, and that's baled for forward shipping to other companies that can recycle that. We recycle the silage pit covers, fertilizer bags, manure bags, and that kind of material. That's all that's recycled here. Generally, because we're here for so long and people are used to bringing material to us, it's clean and ready to recycle. So it's presented ready to recycle, and it enters the facility and it goes through a shredding process, a washing process, a drying process, and into an extruder where it's melted and put into molds and a cooling system. So that's how you go from the bag all the way across to the post.
How long is that process? How long does that take?
It varies, because we'll say you'll have the shredding on one side, so there's two different sides. You shred and wash all on one side, and then you'll extrude on the other side. So you'll be talking about a day.
So what exactly are you producing here on site, Sharon?
We produce plastic fencing posts, so round ones that would be used in the agricultural sector and square ones that would be used for post and rail. But they go into other applications, so you've gardening, landscape, local authorities, sand dune protection, stuff like that. So there's a lot of applications they can be used for.
You mentioned a few organisations, including Leo earlier. Are there special supports for companies like your own who are doing their best for the planet, for climate action?
I find we're very small. In the grand scheme of things, 1,000 tonne a year is quite small, you know, but we are making a difference. 1,000 tonne still makes a difference. So I think in terms of supports, they're hard to get them for the smaller companies that have less than the 10 employees. And I find that that is difficult. You know, I apply for grants and I apply for different things and I do get turned down, but it doesn't turn me off. I keep trying. But the Leo have been very helpful to me, especially, you know, you need a mentor, you need some advice on something, they will be able to direct you to the person that's going to be able to help you. And even if you get a person and it's not the right person, you can go back to them and say, oh, that didn't work out, and they will give you somebody else, you know. So I find them great. I do find them great. They're always at the end of the phone and just pick it up and what can I get. So I have a lot of like Lean for Business and Micro for Business, all these kind of supports got, and they've been fantastic. Like,
it's probably safe to say that the work you're doing will be required, will be needed for years and years to come. What is your plan for the future for IFF Plastics here?
At the moment, we're kind of at capacity. We need to build more machinery. We need more lines, which means in turn we can recycle more product. We can recycle more material. So ultimately, we'd like to grow. But it has been slow because, as I say, we had to grow ourselves. We have to build all the machinery ourselves, and it is slow growth. But the one thing we have found is the product is good. You know, and it's a very saleable product. You know, at the moment I have more orders than I have product, which is brilliant. You know, so, and there's loads of other avenues as well. Like, you can make plastic products nearly for anything, road barriers, and you know, there's loads you can do with it. So we're very lucky. You know, we can grow.
You mentioned, Sharon, how you gather rainwater and you use that water in the process. But in the broader sense, this is a very sustainable business.
Yes, we have done life cycle assessments on it. So that looks at the energy that's used, the cost to recycle it. And from that, we found that for every ton of waste plastic recycled here, a ton and a half of carbon is saved. It does add up, 1,000 ton a year. You know, it's a good carbon saving. Hopefully in time, we'll be able to send that back to the agricultural sector, because we sell most of our product. We get our material from the farming sector. It'd be great to be able to send that carbon back towards the farming sector as well. Following on from the life cycle assessment that we did do, we're hoping to use an Enterprise Ireland voucher with MTU to be able to capture that carbon and for it to be recorded somewhere along the line.
Back in Listunvarna, students from Mary Immaculate Secondary School used the information gathered during their extensive research to develop a programme for 5th and 6th class students in primary schools. They have also adapted their programme to be used in junior classes at secondary level. The team, which included Katie O'Kane, Alicia Brody, Shona Brody, Amy Shanahan and Maisie Morgan, have created a permanent display which will be erected in the town park. The display consists of a metal fish filled with a plastic that was collected on seashores in North Clare. All these young environmentalists say they were quite surprised by the amount of plastic found in just one small area.
I was pretty surprised. I thought people would have more care for the environment and wouldn't litter as much, knowing it would get washed up into the sea and fish would be eating all the plastic. It's actually really shocking. We found a lot of plastic in mussels, and there was plastic found in mackerel intestines as well, which isn't good because mackerels are eaten by their predators and also eaten by us. So it was very disappointing to see all this plastic on the beach.
Is it a project that you enjoy taking part in?
Yeah, it was good spreading awareness to local communities and to primary schools and the first years in this school as well. It was good, and it was nice to spread awareness as well. Like, it felt good.
Yeah, I was very surprised because I didn't expect there to be so much, you know, stuff down there, and people live there, and I didn't expect it like coming from them, because they were like the main part of it. Just like a load of rubbish scattered around, and some in the water as well.
What did it mean to you to have been involved in this project? Because a lot of work went into it.
I felt good because we did something to help the community, and we hope that it can be like taken from there and done more.
Yeah, we were very surprised because we didn't think there'd be that much. We found stuff like ropes from like fishing nets and lots of plastic bottles, caps of the bottles and everything. And we also found lots of vapes and the tops of the vapes on the beach.
What do you believe you learned from this project?
I learned that there is way more plastic than we thought, and that people aren't doing as much as they should be, and that they don't know as much as they should about plastic and recycling.
And what do you hope to achieve from all your hard work?
Yeah, I hope that people learn and that they'll see that this is a problem and it needs to stop now or before it's too late.
And you think we can make a difference, that if we start acting now that we can make a difference?
I think we can make a difference. It'll be a small difference, and it'll take a lot of people to do their bit, but if everyone starts
recycling, and if everyone doesn't litter, then we'll make a difference.
There you heard students from Mary Immaculate Secondary School in Listun Varna in North Clare. And earlier, Sharon Barrington, General Manager of IFF Plastics, based near Cree in West Clare. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Ours to Protect.